Now, a music download site called Qtracks, with a library containing over 25 million songs, will launch on Sunday, offering customers free and legal songs to download. It's set to revolutionise the way fans access music and shake up the whole industry. Benjamin Cohen reports.
They've been fighting it for years, but at last the music industry as a whole has caved in. Accepting the inevitable that the market for paid music is shrinking. Launching on Sunday with the blessing of the major labels, Qtracks will give 25 million songs away for free online if you accept their advertising.
Qtracks is the first free legal downloading music site. So this is rather unique because this is actually an ad-supported site. So in exchange for downloading music and being able to have access to over 25 million tracks for free, you will be exposed to some advertising. That revenue generated is then directed back towards the labels and the artists that are currently losing out on the music that's being downloaded illegally.
The illegal downloads have caused UK album sales from artists like the Spice Girls to fall by 11% last year. In the US, the drop was almost 20%, all meaning billions of pounds of lost revenue to artists and their record companies. The R&B singer Mary J. Blige stars in adverts for Apple. His iTunes music store has sold 4 billion songs since 2003, but she now accepts that giving away her music for free is unavoidable.
I think we are in a time where, you know, if it gets to the point where people can download music for free, I mean, apparently it is what it is, and you just, you know, as the artist, you just got to start thinking about why you're doing what you're doing. Are you doing this to connect with your fans, you know, or are you doing this to pull somebody else through something? And, you know, just kind of, kind of accept it for now, you know, until someone stands up and says, okay, let's pull the plug on this.
Well, Apple's model is tried and tested. Qtracks is a wonderful, exciting idea, but it hasn't yet been tested in the marketplace. I think one of the key strengths of the Qtracks model is that they seem to have a large library of content available, and that's one of the key challenges that they seem to have already addressed.
Adverts will be shown every time you hear a song. Initially, it won't work on iPods, but we understand it will do within a month, posing a real threat to Apple, the dominant player in legal online music.